If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, meaning I could fight at one point in time, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know a little bit more. So, I open up the toll-free, and I dare you. You want one part, you can. 1-800-878-7529. The listener line right now, live. 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the more popular non-committal text line. You want to text me here in the studio. The Ring Talk studio text line is 415-275-1613. That's right. And once again, the Ring Talk studio line, the text line here is 415-275-1613. Well, history this week, of course, Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard going at it April 7th, of course, 1987. It was a great fight, no doubt about that. I thought Leonard won. Of course, me and Marvin Hagler went round and round about that in a couple different countries, if not a couple different continents. But the bottom line is that was a anniversary worth remembering this week. Of course, it was boxing tonight. Shakur Stevenson defending his take that back fighting at 135. That's, of course, that's going to be on ESPN. Jesse Rodriguez and Christian Gonzalez, that's going to be on DAZN. Of course, you've got fights going on ESPN on the afternoon, come to us from Japan. And of course, tonight on Showtime, Sebastian Fedora. He's like 6'5", 154 pounds. That's right. 6'5", 154, taking on Brian Mendoza. We'll talk about that in depth, of course, with Boxing's PhD. Coming up next, Socrates Palmer. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I keep going and going and going, but the bottom line is, let's get through with the commercials and come back and do some Ring Talk.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wow, going back in time there, of course, Tower of Power, their third album, 1972, 1973, of course, Tower of Power, Warner Brothers Records, back in the day, Lenny Williams on lead. Lenny's going to do a gig in a couple of months up in Northern California. Of course, he is from Fairfield, California. That's where he's living. Should I have said that? Bottom line, he's living in Fairfield, California. Of course, Lenny's still rocking and rolling now. Man, I saw him a few months ago with the Average White Band. Of course, he came down to see what they were doing. Of course, the Average White Band, their lead singer is now the former Tower of Power lead singer, Brent Carter. So it was like it was a get-together, man. It was a get-together of old friends. We had a great time. Of course, that was at Yoshi's over there across the bay. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, a big slew of boxing. Now, of course, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, Shakur Stevenson, the undefeated lad, taking on an undefeated Japanese young man by the name of Shoshiro Yoshino. Jesse Rodriguez taking on Christian Gonzalez. And, of course, there's a couple other fights we'll talk about, but the freak of boxing. And I have to say that in an affectionate way. He's 6'5", 154 pounds. Anybody that big or that freaky, or that weird, or that built that way, it's not normal. I mean, there's not a whole lot of guys out there that's 6'5" and 154, so you would have to say he's a bit of a freak. But the bottom line is, the freak hasn't been beaten yet. He's taking on Brian Mendoza. He's, about 12-1 favorite. We'll talk about that with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, of course, coming to us from the Bronx. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How's it going with yourself?
You sound double chilled today. What's up? You smoke a little bit before the show?
No, I'm completely natural right now.
Oh, well, just checking. No, listen, we don't hold that against you around here. Believe me.
I know you don't.
Actually, when I cruised by, I'll go off subject just for a minute. I went by a party last night. And a friend of mine was there, and she was, like, drinking, and she had quit drinking and this kind of stuff. And it was like, this is the second time I've seen her in the last month drinking. And this was somebody that had a notorious drinking problem, and they quit for, like, 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And then I said, I just like, whoa. She goes, hey, why don't you talk to me? And I went, whoa. So I left right then and there. I didn't want to be embarrassed. I just left the party. So I got a call a couple hours later. Hey, man, where'd you go? Well, the bottom line is, the alcohol. I don't mix well with people that drink.
So her punch resistance is not too good. Huh?
Well, I don't know whether they were punches. This is not too good. But the bottom line was, you know, when women start slurring their words and talking, man, I'm like, oh, God, let me get out. Listen, I grew up with alcoholics. The entire, everybody, mother later in life, but, you know, I mean, uncles, grandfathers, I can go on. The only ones that didn't drink were the grandmothers. Outside of that, every five or six uncles were stone cold drunk, so alcohol was all around me. In fact, alcohol and tobacco, I was wondering myself, how come they're all dying from smoking and or drinking? Then I realized, because it's not good for you. So they taught me, listen, they taught me a lifestyle that I live now. By example.
Exactly.
By example. All right. Let's talk about tonight's fights. Of course, Shakur Stevens, the undefeated lad, 135 pounds now, of course, moving up from 126 to 130, fighting on ESPN against Shoshiro Yoshino, who's undefeated, coming to the side of Japan. What are the odds on that one? I was looking at like 13-1 as far as Shakur was concerned. What did you see?
Yeah, in that neighborhood, it's not a good fight to bet unless you want to go like those exotics, Shakur by unanimous decision. You're really not getting much bang for your buck. And as solid as I think Yoshino is, you really have to, I mean, you have to be the ultimate optimist or even maybe even related to Yoshino to think that he's got a chance to beat Shakur Stevenson here. I mean, despite Stevenson's enormous talent that we know he has, but also fighting in his hometown, he is becoming the ESPN darling. So he's got everything. Yoshino has the deck stacked against him, put it this way.
The deck stacked against him, the promotion stacked against him, the fact he's coming from across the pond. We can go on and on and on. Bottom line is, if you want to bet on him, I think you can get about 7 or 8 to 1 as far as the odds are concerned. Of course, back in the old days, when they had a 13-1 favorite, like when Herb Lambeck was running the odds at Leroy Sportsbook in Las Vegas in the 80s and 90s, when you had a 13-1 favorite, you got 13-1 on the other side almost. You know what I mean by that?
No, explain that to me.
In other words, he's a 13-1 favorite. So, in other words, the other guy, so you got to put up $13 to win one, but you should be able to get put up a dollar to win 13 on the other guy. Feel what I'm trying to say? They don't do it that way anymore.
Okay.
In other words, Shakur Stevenson is like a minus, say, 1,300 favorite, and the other guy's a plus 650 underdog.
Right. Yeah. It's just, you know, you have to.
Sort of like what the banks did. Let me tell you, when I was a kid, you know, banks used to pay interest on bank accounts. You used to be able to get 5-6% on your little small bank account. And this, and if you had CDs, you get 10-12%. Now people are begging to get 3%.
It's criminal.
It's the best thing. The worst thing that ever happened in this country, I think, were banks. I mean, I look back at the stock market fall, how banks prevailed there. Banks prevailed in 2008, of course, when we had the big meltdown financially here in the country. The banks are always, every time you turn around, the banks are winning. And they're backed by the government. You know, it's sort of like a win-win situation for them.
I'm not a fan of the Federal Reserve either. We're not in the gold standard when it comes to the dollar. Yeah, man. I'm not an economist, but you know when something just isn't right. You know, it's scary. Scary times that we're looking at, maybe. So, but all that stuff is made by people, you know, a lot more important and smarter than I am, you know. But
we're going to go to a break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City of the Bay. Approaching 19 minutes past the hour. This is the Saturday edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, this is the Saturday edition. We go Saturdays and Sundays, Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours. I do want to mention the fact that I have been doing this for like a long time, and I think the best show I think I've done in a long time was the show I did last week on CTE, and I'll try to say this without blowing it. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. But the bottom line is, it's brain damage. It's caused by contact sports, be it football, MMA, and boxing. So I went into that in depth, and I brought in a fighter who has been treated at the Mayo Clinic for CT and brain damage. Talk about John Bray. It was a great, great show, without a doubt. Of course, hour number two of last Sunday, I'll post it on Facebook, and it'll be on the Sports Byline page as well. Back to the Bronx and bring in the Bronx Bomber, Mr. Socrates Bomber. Now, Shakur and Shishiro, a 13-1 favorite. So that's a chalk fight, right?
You would have to expect that. And looking at the card, it's pretty much a showcase, right, for the top-ranked talent. You know, Shakur, you have to question his discipline. Last time he fought Consejo, came in overweight, lost the title on the scales. Consejo, but like we talked about months ago, still went ahead with the fight when he could have easily not taken it, still got paid, and for a much easier fight.
That was the timeout. Remember? That was the dumbest move in the history of boxing for the last 15 or 20 years. That was the absolute most asinine move I've ever told. You weren't going to beat Shakur Stevenson if you had three hands, four hands, maybe even five hands. You know what I'm saying? You weren't going to beat him. So in other words, take your money and walk away, get the payday again.
Exactly. The only thing I can think of, let me put my conspiracy hat on, that they gave him a bag full of undisclosed cash, because there was no reason to take that fight, you know, and to take that L on your record. It was just No reason at all.
See, he had a lot to lose. He was a 2016 Olympic gold medalist in the Olympics, so he had a lot to lose. So Shakur and Yoshino is a wash fight, as is the rest of the card. Jesse Rodriguez and Christian Gonzalez. They call him Bam Bam. Can he punch this Jesse Rodriguez guy?
He's good for TV, you know. I've seen some of the smart, you know, quote-unquote, analyst writers penciling him in that pound-for-pound list. I'm like, you know, let's hold off a little bit. But the guy's good for TV. I believe he's the youngest world champion at the moment. And, you know, he gets in there. You know, doesn't waste time. But these fighters at these smaller weight classes, they tend to have a short shelf life. You know, he's not the hardest person to hit. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, when he fights someone that could crack a little bit. But Bam is must-watch TV.
Okay, so imagine this, 112 pounds of wearing 6-ounce gloves. That's where it should be, 6 or 4-ounce gloves. I kid you. Because these guys, they would be, it's the equivalent of a guy 140 pounds wearing, you know, we talked about this before, but the bottom line is, if they lightened up those gloves and the lighter weights, I think the boxing, especially in the lighter weights, would become more exciting, much like women's boxing. We went down that road many, many, many times. Now, let's talk about Sebastian Fedora. I've stood next to the guy. He's really tall, like 6'5", somewhere around there. And his girlfriend's real tall. He's a real approachable guy. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's good to be in public with. You can't miss him. Okay, you just can't miss him. I mean, when he shows up for a press conference, he's like, you know who he is. Can he fight?
Yeah. I mean, he's you look at him, and it almost seems unfair that a guy that looks like a small forward in the NBA is fighting at 154 pounds. But, you know, he gets in there. You know, he's not fighting from a long distance like you figure he would be. He likes to mix it up, you know, and he does really good work on the inside. He's fighting a guy in Brian Mendoza who was a welterweight most of his career. He's coming off a good win, his most recent fight against former title holder Jason Rosario. So you expect him to give a good game effort. Fedora is hittable, you know, so he's good for TV. But this guy is a freak of nature, man. He throws a lot of punches, loves to fight in the inside, and he could pop. And plus, he's a southpaw. So Mendoza has a long night ahead of him.
You know, you would have to approach him on his weak side if he's a southpaw, and the left hand is his stronger hand. You would have to approach him on his weak side, and you would have to. I mean, you'd have to work him. You'd have to step on his foot. You'd have to hit him in the arms. I mean, you'd have to do any. I guess it would be almost. Fighting him, somebody 6'5", I fought a guy that was 6'1". That was about the same thing. You would not believe the physical disadvantages you were at. I mean, you're standing there in the way, and you're saying to yourself, you're looking at his arms. The guy's arms are going down to his knees, okay? And you're saying to yourself, good Lord, this guy is big, this guy is big. But, you know, the bigger they are, sometimes the harder they fall. And I think that if Brian Mendoza gets himself together and was able to step on Sebastian Fedora's foot and clip him on the right hand, anything might happen.
Absolutely. And you know what? A couple of years ago, the kid from Ohio, Jermonte Clark, gave Fedora all he can handle. I think that fight could have gone either way. But of course, you know, they leaned and gave it to the undefeated prospect in Fedora. So he shows chinks in the armor. The problem is, do you have what it takes to get the job done completely? He's getting better. He's only 25 years of age, and he has the network backing. So you better make sure you don't leave it up to the judge's hands.
Wow. How can I put this? Fedora is like, got all the. Fedora's, you know, you've got 154, you've got the Charlo brother. What's happening with him? Why isn't he fighting him?
Well, Charlo has already. He's penciled in to fight Zoo once he's given the medical clearance. I believe the cast came off, and that fight seems to be a go. You know, so Fedora's going to have to wait his turn.
Is Tim Zoo a mark, or is Tim Zoo for real?
Tim Zoo's for real. I think he is. You know, he made easy work of
Tony Harrison.
The former Tony Harrison, right? Thank you very much for that pickup. He made easy work of him. You know, and he's another guy that seems to keep getting better. He doesn't lack in confidence. So Charlo has his hands full, you know, and credit to Charlo fighting a guy who is going to bring it. You know, he's got one speed, you know, and sometimes those guys are the toughest to fight, you know, instead of the guy that that's not going to hurt you. Tim Zhu could crack, and that's a very anticipated fight.
Looking back at that Tim Zhu Tony Harrison fight, I thought one of my favorite referees, Danrex, here, let that fight go a little bit too long.
When
the fights are uncompetitive, the fight's got to stop, and that's what people don't understand. In other words, if you've lost 8 rounds and this is a 10 round fight, and I watched this with Johnny Owen challenged Lupe Pintor for the WBC bantamweight title. I forget what year it was, like 79, 80, somewhere around there, back in Inglewood, California at the Forum. Okay, he was losing unbelievably, and he had a brain injury going in, but he was losing unbelievably. I mean, there was no way he was going to win this fight. But his corner wanted him to go the distance. They wanted him to go the distance, so they kept setting him out there to get beat up. He ended up getting killed. In other words, there was no sense in that fight continuing. And his father's still alive to this day, and his father was in the corner. This and that. His father should have been arrested for child abuse. I mean, you just, when a fight's not, when your guy can't win, it's time to stop it.
I agree. I mean, and there's too many people in the room to let stuff like that happen nowadays. And when this is 30 years removed from that tragedy. I mean, you have so many guys from the commission at ringside. You have the doctor, the coroner, and the referee. Someone's got to, be the adult in the room and say, look, you live to fight another day if you can, because he is completely ruined.
You know, and I'm going to get into this at 40 minutes past the hour, but I think some aspects of MMA should be banned, and I think that you can't. I mean, this is hitting people when they're on the ground and their head. In other words, if I hit you, I was laying this out with Daniel a little bit earlier, our producer. In other words, if I jab you and we're standing up, we're boxing, I jab you, your head's going to go backwards, right? Your neck is going to absorb some of the punch because that's what your neck is, basically a shock absorber. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Imagine this. You're on the ground and some guy's punching down at you. What's going to give? Your face, your head, you neurologically. I mean, there's absolutely no way in the world anybody should take them kind of blows. I don't care what Dana wants. This is a blood sport or whatever you want to call it. He's got this slapping people around now. Show going this and that. You know what? I would like to slap. I want to slap Dana. There's nobody else. If you can give me an opportunity to slap Dana, I might get into that show. But outside of that, I wouldn't want to take part of it because he needs a spit slapped out of him. And when I say spit on the show, you know what I mean.
Listen, man. I can't fathom how someone could find that entertaining or just even call it a sport. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you can knock. You've seen these people fall silly, hurt. I mean, you can bust an eardrum. You concuss people. It's just stupid. It's not like it's slap boxing. Like when I was a kid, we would slap box at lunchtime, but this is just put your hands behind your back and let someone whack you. It's asinine.
I remember the slap boxing thing. I remember the slap boxing thing. It didn't put it this way. Slap boxing didn't work with the taller guys because they always pop pop. They always slap you. And then when they sent me, here's a good one. Slap boxing. They sent me down. I went to the Marines camp up in Bridgeport, California. It was sponsored by the San Francisco Police Department and the United States Marine Corps. I guess I was about 14 or 15 years old. I went over there. Went up there and I blew them away in my rope climbing abilities because I climb ropes like a monkey. That's what my high school teacher told me. Anyway, so they sent me down to Camp Pendleton to this little Marines camp, this and that, right? So we start, they have us running and this and that. There's no problem with that. So they give us these big, long Q-tips to fight with. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a big, long Q-tip,
like
right?
American Gladiator.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, mm-hmm. So they put me in with this guy that was like 5 or 6, 7 inches taller than me, and there was no way I could get at him. I mean, with that Q-tip thing, right? So he kept whacking with the Q-tip, so I dropped the Q-tip and knocked him down, and they sent me home. They said it was a poor sport. I said, it wasn't a poor sport. I said, you put me in something. I mean, you give a guy that's like 4 or 5 inches bigger than me a big, long stick. What do you think is going to happen? He's gonna beat me. The bottom line is I didn't want to get beat. I didn't want to get embarrassed. But, yeah, I had to call my mother. Mom, can you call Southwest Airlines or whoever it was back then, California, PSA, something like that? Mom, you got thrown out of the Marines camp? Yeah, well, what can I say? I wasn't taking their smack, Mom. And then I told her why. She goes, you mean to tell me they had a bigger guy beating up on you? I said, yeah, Ma. Can you see why I got upset and smacked them? She goes, yeah, I understand. Anyway, enough of that. Any upsets tonight?
I think the only, if you want to look for the upsets or anything that might be more competitive, you may have to look at the at UFC, what happens tonight with Pereira and Israel Adesanya. But other than that, I think this is just, you got to be a real boxing fan to sit and watch, because it's pretty academic. I would be shocked if Jared Anderson loses. Despite he's fighting a guy from my hometown in Arias, I'll be pulling for him. Nice kid, Dominican heavyweight, but I think he's got slim and none. And Shakur Stevenson, I could see him winning 120 to 108 on all three scorecards.
Virgil Ortiz. Virgil with the V-E-R-G-I-L. Of course, undefeated ATO, 18-0, 18 knockouts. He's done.
Sadly, that's what it seems like, man. Very odd illness that he's got. It's just devastating. I mean, I thought at one point Virgil Ortiz was welterweight superstar all over it, man. And I think you and me were both high on him.
I thought at one point in time, I said to myself, he's going to get it together, he's going to step it up, and he'll be able to outwork Spence and or Crawford. I mean, I really thought he was. He's a nice size welterweight, okay? But, you know, having problems cutting weight and all this kind of good stuff, that's what this I can't even mention the name of it. But the bottom line is, whatever he's got, it's all about calorie cutting and cutting weight and this and that. He's been doing it for years and years and years. And guess what? Sometimes you pay a price medically for that stuff. I mean, you know, it's unnatural. Some guys stay at 147. They should be a lot heavier than that, and hopefully he can come back and make a day of it. But the bottom line is it looks like he can stick a fork in him. We lost Sock. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't worry about it. You are inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. The Skype line, of course, is Sports Byline here. Sometimes it doesn't work right. Sometimes it doesn't work at all. This time it didn't work right. But the bottom line, we can deal with it, of course. We wish Sock a great weekend, no doubt about that. After the break, of course, coming up at 37 minutes past the hour in about 30 seconds, we'll talk about in-depth the world of the UFC and the fact that I think that certain blows should be prohibited. I think the fact that this is like, you know, it's too, people get hurt. And you know, I was looking at Chuck Liddell last night. Chuck Liddell, the former UFC star. That guy looks like a cartoon now, a big fat cartoon. We'll talk about that more after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but
I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
No, it was a great career. I mean, it wasn't easy. But it made it much easier because I love the sport. I love the fight. And so it made my job a lot easier. You know, but it was a lot of hard work.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler, born May 23rd, 1954, passed away March 13, 2021. Bit of a surprise there, of course, had a heart attack. Bottom line is he was 62-3, had three losses. Of course, avenged two of those three losses, but the third loss, the last fight, of course, 1987, April 7th, 1987, against Ray Charles Leonard, Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, losing across the board, take that back, a split decision, 115-113, 115-113, and of course, one judge saw it the other way. Take that back, one judge had 116. Bottom line is, Ray Leonard won a split decision. Marvin Hagler had one judge in his corner. Of course, that was Lou DiFilippo, and Lou and I went around the world together, of course, spent some time together. Marvin and I talked about this fight and this decision. I eloquently told him that I thought that Ray Leonard won this fight. And listen, when you're telling Marvin Hagler that he lost a fight that he thinks he won, you got to do it eloquently. You can't just go, hey, man, you lost. You lost, man. Who do you think you just lost? You can't be doing that to Marvin Hagler. I mean, you know, good Lord. He was an intimidating force. He was. When I worked around him in the gym at Johnny Tacos in Las Vegas, I saw him, it was like he was an intimidating force. There's no doubt about it. Of course, I engaged him both, I think, in Malaga, Spain, and in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and as well in Mexico City, three different countries. Bottom line is, we're talking about, of course, the fight, him and Leonard. He thought he won going away. He thought he won easily. I don't know how he thought he won easily. In fact, his corner kept telling him, Marv, keep doing what you're doing. One of the Petronelli brothers, Goody and Pat Petronelli. Marv, keep doing what you're doing. And I was saying to myself, I was there live. I scored a 115-113 for Rilano, 7-5 in rounds. So when I lost, watched the telecast afterwards, and I heard these guys in the corner tell him to do the same thing, he wasn't doing enough. He just wasn't. I mean, he sort of showed up. Marvin Hagler showed up and he thought, hey, I'm here, so I'm champ. No, no, man. You gave away four of the first five rounds. This is how I put it to Marvin. You got to be easy when you do this. I said, well, Marvin, I said, you know, technically, I said, you sort of like opened yourself up for controversy there for that bad decision. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, you lost. You gave away four of the first five rounds trying to box with Ray Leonard, going south, not going southpaw, this and that. So you went lost four of the first five. So maybe that enabled Ray to steal three rounds down the stretch. So that's how he won 7-5 on my card. Can you see it that way? And he thought about it for a second, looked back, I could see him thinking, and he said, yeah, okay, I can see it that way. But the bottom line is, Marvin Hagler went to his grave thinking he won that fight. May he rest in peace. Of course, the great, marvelous Marvin Hagler passed away March 13, 2021. Of course, a heart attack. Somebody tried to say it was the COVID vaccine. I remember that one, the anti-vaxxers. Speaking of the anti-vaxxers, Robert Kennedy Jr., the son of Robert Kennedy, of course, Robert Francis Kennedy, the candidate for president in 1968. Of course, the United States Senator from New York City, the man that I saw on the corner of 11th and Market Street here in San Francisco when he had his campaign headquarters down there in San Francisco 3 or 4 days before he died. But the bottom line is his son's not going to run for president. Good luck on that one, man. All you got is a name. In fact, and you look like your dad. But outside of that, the anti-vax stuff, you got to be kidding me. I mean, have we gotten to the point now that we're willing to accept that vaccines work? I mean, because the vaccines are, I mean, come on. We're all vaccinated for the most part, and COVID ain't happening. The people that are unvaccinated, they keep getting sick. In fact, people that are vaccinated on occasion are getting sick, but not getting as sick. So obviously, the vaccine works. So all you people like Robert Kennedy Jr., go jump in the lake. Tonight, UFC. Ugh. Alex Pereira. I'm not happy about this. Why am I not happy about this? Because he's the reigning 185-pound champion of the UFC. 185 pounds. Bottom line is, he doesn't weigh 185 when he gets into this squared circle or this octagon, this steel cage, call it what you want. Bottom line is, he weighs about 220 pounds. I mean, this is sanctioned cheating. There's no other way I could put it. Sanctioned cheating. You, like Joe Rogan talked about it. He thinks it's more prevalent than or more dangerous than PEDs. And I think so, too. I really do. I mean, listen, when I fought Ernie Chavez, I keep bringing this up. I think I could have whooped Ernie Chavez's ass. Okay, I really do. I mean, I was boxing him in that first round. This was easy stuff. I'm saying to myself, boxing, ABC, 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 ABC. But guess what? He hit me at the end of that first round with a right hook. It was a southpaw. And it hit me so hard, I'd never been hit that hard in my entire life. I'm kidding you not. And I was hit by a flashlight when I was a policeman. In other words, somebody hit me over the head with a flashlight. I've been hit over the head with a bottle when I was bouncing at a bar one time on 24th Street here in the city. So I've been hit over the head. I've never been hit that hard. Ever in my life. Ever, ever, ever. And of course, the second time he hit me in the second round, he knocked me down again. I looped up, and when I got up, you know, got up the count of like three or four of this, and then looked across the ring, there was like eight of them standing there. Eight guys standing there. Eight guys. Eight Ernie Chavez, okay? And there were like three referees. So there was 11 people in the ring, and me, that's 12. Which way am I going to fight the whole nine yards? In other words, I was smart enough to say, you know what? I can't go further. I can't go on. But other guys, are you hurt? No, I'm okay. You know, and they keep going forward. That's how you get brain dead. Bottom line is, I knew right then and there that size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This was combat sports. In other words, I could kick the snot out of most junior welterweights and welterweights as well. The average welterweight I beat up on, the upper echelon of the welterweight division, as far as amateurs were concerned, when I got to the Nationals, I couldn't beat them. Why? Because they were too big. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Now, this guy, Alex Pereira, weighed in at 185 yesterday. Today, he'll weigh in probably about 220 pounds. Of course, UFC probably not going to brag about that because it is sanctioned cheating. And he's taking on the guy he stopped last time. He stopped him at the tail end of the fight. Israel Adesanya, of course, Adesanya can fight, complete fighter, no doubt about that. I think his only loss was at 205 pounds, of course, to Blachowicz, I think, when he stepped up for the light heavyweight championship. But outside of that, was a decision loss. So outside of that, he was undefeated, I believe, or lost maybe one other fight. But Pereira, 40 pounds weight advantage. When you have a 40-pound weight advantage, listen, I went into a boxing gym about, I think it was last week or the week before, about 10 days ago. And I sized myself up against a bantamweight. I said, do you have a bantamweight here? And he goes, why? I said, I want to, well, you want to spar with, I don't want to spar with anybody. I just want to bring me a bantamweight. So he brought me a bantamweight. And I stood next to the guy and I said to myself, there's no way he could beat me right now. You know what I'm saying? This is no way. I mean, I just, he couldn't. So I just can't understand how these guys get into these fights and have all these advantages and lose. I mean, Pereira is not the greatest fighter in the world, but when you have a 35 or 40-pound weight advantage over a guy, guess what? You're probably going to win. And Israel Adesanya, unless he fights a perfect 25 minutes, he's probably going to get lit up one more time. Listen, I thought it was really strange that Alex came on strong in the fourth and the fifth round. This is a guy that lost all this weight, lost 35 or 40 pounds, yet he should be weak at that point in time. He should be faltering. He should be sucking wind. Instead, this guy's like, just had an orgasm, ready to go. I mean, come on, man. Something's going on there. I'm saying it right now. The Chinese are cheating. The Russians are cheating. The Brazilians are cheating. I hate to put it to you like that and make it ethnic, make it racial, but it is. These guys cheat. I mean, have you seen that 125-pound chick that fights in the UFC? She's bigger than Daniel. Okay? I mean, come on, man. She's fighting 125. You see the girl she fought the last time? I said to myself, oh, my God, I'm not going to worry. Daniel's putting his hands over his face in there because the last girl she fought, I had to put my hands over my face because I knew what was going to happen. You knew what was going to happen. In other words, he got like that. I mean, holy cow, what is the other girl thinking? Oh, my God, I'm about to get killed. I mean, is that what you're thinking? I mean, when you're fighting somebody that big, because they weigh in the same weight, you look across the thing, the same weight. Khabib, another guy that weighed 155, come on, that guy was bigger than everybody else. But right now, the one doing it the most is Alex Pereira. And a guy by the name of the co-feature is Gilbert Burns. Gilbert Burns could fight as a welterweight, no doubt about that. I mean, he's got a decent record. He comes to us, obviously, from Brazil. I think, let me get his exact record. Of course, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu artist, of course. 26 fights, 21 wins, 5 losses. Most of his wins, take that back, he split up his wins. 6 by knockout, 9 by submission, and 6 by decision. He lost 5 times, 2 by knockout, and 3 by decision. Bottom line is, he's taking on Jorge Masvidal, the bad boy of the UFC. That's right, he is a bad boy of the UFC. Of course, he was fighting on YouTube with Kimbo Slice back in the day. Remember Kimbo? Dennis Ferguson. Was that his name? Dennis Ferguson, something like that. Anyway, Kimbo be dead. You know, Kimbo, you know, died from messing around with them steroids. All right, Kimbo was taking backyard. He was fighting in the backyard, but he was taking backyard steroids as well. Okay, so Kimbo's dead, but Jorge Masvidal, of course, one of his YouTube guys, is still with us. Of course, he's got an outstanding boxing record. He's undefeated as a professional boxer now, 1-0. Undefeated as a professional kickboxer, 1-0. As a professional mixed martial artist, though, he's had 51 fights. He's won 35 of those. He's won 16 by knockout, 2 by submission, 17 by decision. He's lost 16 times, 12 by decision, 2 by submission, and 2 by knockout. But, man, that one knockout he lost, I mean, I don't think guys should ever come back after that. I mean, listen, I keep trying to tell you guys that the human brain and the head and that kind of stuff, it's just not, it doesn't come back. Your brain cells don't come back. And I'm going to say it again, okay? I'm using this microphone here. I'm showing the people on television, watching on twitch.tv and, of course, the V channel, WBC TV. See the microphone here? I'm hitting the microphone, right? It ain't moving. It's not moving because it's on the ground. This is a guy on the ground. Now, if I was hitting a microphone and the guy was standing up, the microphone would move backwards each time, right? It would absorb some of the shock. There's no way to absorb the shock when they're on the ground. Now, the UFC has outlawed kicks on the ground, but they need to outlaw blows on the ground. In other words, especially these hammer fist type of things. In other words, the guy is laying there like this, and you throw a hammer fist on him, all right? You're coming down. What's going to give? What can give outside of his brain? What can give outside of his cranial? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I mean, you're doing this for an entertainment factor? You're getting off on this? I mean, I can't do it. I watch it, and I turn my face away. I went to see a fight in Santa Clara or in San Jose at the SAP Center, a UFC card about 3 or 4 years ago. I think Dan Henderson was in the main event against Mauricio Shogun Rua or something like that. But I had to turn. I couldn't, because I knew this was like life-ending this was going to damage somebody for life. This wasn't like something, you got slapped around, so you can come back tomorrow. No. This is permanent damage. And I think the UFC is guilty of that. I think that punching people when they're on the ground should be illegal. Kicking people on the ground should be illegal. And I know Dana doesn't give a smack because Dana doesn't know what CTE is. Remember, oh yeah, Dana said, we all have it. That's what he said, quote, we all have it. CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. We all have it. Why does he say that? Because he did some sparring in Boston one time with boxing gloves on. So we all have it. No, we don't all have it. I mean, the John Bray incident, the John Bray appearance last week on Ring Talk Live, where I sort of illustrated the fact that most of the punishment takes place in the gym, not in the fights. So in the world of mixed martial arts, these guys don't take as much punishment and training as they do in the fights because of the fact that you can't train like that. I mean, can you let somebody kick you in the head when you're training? No. Can you let somebody punch you on the ground when you're in training? Hell no. Bottom line is, the UFC is too barbaric. I think the brain damage, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, I blew it that time. So anyway, bottom line is, if it's three, this way. When boxing is considered safer than other sports, we have a problem. Okay, we have a problem. We do. Boxing is considered like, if you're a National Football League guy, and I had Ken Norton on a show, Ken Norton Jr., of course, the son of the world heavyweight champion at one point in time, or the WBC title holder, Ken Norton Sr., I had him on the show, or we taped a piece with him and Ron Barr, and he talked about, football, how CTE, brain damage, has changed his perspective of the entire game. And then he realized that with his father, because his father, I told you in the past, Ken Norton Sr., suffered from some brain injuries. In fact, I bluffed him out of a gig one time there in Miami, Florida. I said, you want me to call? He was arguing back and forth. He wanted his money up front. I said, no, I can't pay you until the card starts. I said, when the bell rings, I'll have a car. I'll have the checks. I'll give you the check, and you can take the check over to the hotel cashier, and she will cash the check for you right then and there. He said, no, I want it. I said, no, I want to get paid now. And bottom line is, I said, can I call you a cab? And I did. I called him a cab. Ken Norton left. Was $5,000. I pocketed $1,500 of that appearance fee, so it was good for me. But the bottom line is, let's go back to the world of mixed martial arts. This guy, Jorge Masvidal, has taken some incredible beatings. That Kamaru Usman knockout that was laid on him was one of the most horrific knockouts I've ever seen in the world of combat sports. So he shouldn't be fighting again, but yet he is fighting again. Of course, he lost to Kobe Covington. He's lost his last three fights. Lost to Usman twice, a decision the first time. UFC 251, UFC 261. That was on April 24th, 2020 when he got knocked out. So he came back. He had one fight after that against Colby Covington. And of course, he lost that going away, no doubt about that, a five-round decision. Bottom line is he should give it up. He should retire. But here's another guy that just won't because he didn't make any money. He worked for Dana. He didn't make any money. I mean, I keep telling you this. Chuck Liddell made a few bucks. I hope Chuck's got some money because I saw a video of Chuck last night. He wasn't looking too good. In other words, if I wanted to do an interview with Chuck, I'd probably lay out the questions like this. Hi, Chuck. How are you? I'm okay. Good. Chuck, what are you doing today? I'm doing fine. That'd be the end of the interview. I mean, it'd probably be it because Chuck Liddell probably doesn't expand that much further. I watched an interview with him last night. He was like, I don't want to hear that. You can hear it, guys. The residual effects of combat sports are really ugly. That's what I'm trying to say is guys need to get out early. Guys need to get out on time. They don't. Why don't they get out on time? Money. Money is a motivating factor, without a doubt. Money is a motivating factor. Guys need one more payday, one more payday, one more payday. Guess what? One more payday and you're done. I mean, financially and mentally, intellectually. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, I could listen to the song all day, so unfortunately, it takes like a long time to get going. But this is Puff Daddy and Sting doing their thing, I think, at the Grammys or something like that, of course, for the Notorious B.I.G. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I didn't get into the transgender sports thing. I'm going to get into that in depth tomorrow without a doubt. Of course, I don't think that guys should be fighting girls. I don't think that girls should be fighting guys. And if you want to do the transgender thing, listen, if Daniel wants to go transgender in the other room, he can fight guys. You know what I'm saying? If he wants to go, like, get breasts and that kind of good stuff, okay. But you're still going to fight guys. You're not going to fight girls. Or you fight other transies. In other words, you don't, I mean, come on, man. I mean, serious. Men, the basketball is smaller. The golf course is shorter. Okay, the field, as far as baseball is concerned, is shorter. Like, the left field line is shorter. Why do they do that? Because women don't hit as hard or as far. But yet in combat sports, you're going to allow them to wear the same size gloves. In other words, you've got a 125-pound woman, say Amanda Serrano, 126-pound woman. She's wearing gloves that are 2 ounces smaller than 270-pound Tyson Fury. Whoa, think about that for a second. 270-pound Tyson Fury. Speaking of Tyson Fury, what a puss. I am so disappointed in this guy. He's turned out to be the biggest disappointment, I think, in heavyweight history. He's fought nothing but bums. I mean, if he fought Daniel a couple times, I say, hey, man, he's picking up the competition. He's stepping it up. But he's not. He's fought Dillian White. He's fought, he's fought Derek Chisora like two or three times. He fought that Hugo Stalin guy. I mean, he's fought all kinds of bums. He fought Vladimir Klitschko. He hasn't fought anybody of note. I mean, he should be fighting Anthony Joshua or maybe Deontay Wilder, something like that. But he's not looking to go in that direction. He's just not. Of course, Tyson Fury was supposed to take on Oleg Usyk for all the belts. Oleg's got two or three of the belts because he gangster slapped the aforementioned way overrated Anthony Joshua. Of course, 2012 Olympic gold medals. What a fake he turned out to be. But the bottom line is, it's a big night of boxing night. Showtime, The Zone, ESPN. Check them out. ESPN's got a couple of cards. Of course, the UFC as well. If you got the Fire Stick, you know how to steal. I'm not trying to advocate stealing, but the bottom line is, if you look into somebody else's window and watch the fights, do it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel, take it away.